We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the two dots before the end of the Perek. Kama isha ben tefila le tefila. What size pause do you need between two Shmona Esrays if you have to daven twice because you've messed up in the first one? Or Musaf, if you're in Dam Shachris and Musaf back to back. How much of a pause should there be in between? Avunu v'avchista chadamar. One says titchonens, that is, he has presence of thought so that he could focus on what he's saying and say it as a request like he should. And the other one is that he should have presence of thought and he should say it the way he should. It's the same idea, it's just a question of which word they're going to use. Two different terms that were used to describe Moshe's prayer. Amar Rav Anan, Amar Rav, Tav lo izkir shel Rosh Chodesh Arvit, el machzirin oto lefi shein betin kachin tachodesh ela bayom. If a person forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh in his nighttime prayer, and this is halacha too, if he forgot to mention Yale V'yovo in Mayriv, so we don't make him repeat Shmona Esrei because the courts would not sanctify the new month at night. Amar Rav Meima, Mestavo Mitlad Rav, B'chol Shmaleh, V'chol Shchaser machzirin oto. So he says, I can understand that when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, when you have the 30th and the 1st, so then if you didn't get a Ma'ariv tonight, you'll get a Ma'ariv tomorrow. But if there's only 1 day Rosh Chodesh, then I would think you have to make him repeat Shmona Esrei. Amale Rav Ashi da Meimar, so Rav Ashi fires back. He says, Mechdi Rav Taima Kamar. Rav gave you a reason for what he said. He said, the courts don't convene to sanctify the moon at night. I don't care if it's a full month or a short month. 2 days Rosh Chodesh or 1 day Rosh Chodesh. El Aloshna, it makes no difference. If you forgot Yalev Yovo at Mariv, you don't have to go back. Adran Lach Tfilat HaShachar, Adran Lach Tfilat HaShachar, Adran Lach Tfilat HaShachar.